From the GPB newsroom in Atlanta, I'm Leah Fleming. Much of Metro Atlanta continues to be under a boil water advisory this morning. Atlanta Watershed says that the outage is citywide and also affects customers in DeKalb County that are serviced by Atlanta Watershed. The Watershed Commissioner tells WSB that the boil water advisory, that could last until this afternoon. The outage was caused by a failure at the water plant. Atlanta Public School officials say that they will provide bottled water and prepackaged meals to students and staff in the affected areas today. Today's runoff election will decide two important races, Secretary of State and a position on Georgia's Public Service Commission. And many are wondering if the record voter turnout that occurred in the general election will carry over, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
There was a good-sized line at the Bibb County Board of Elections on the last day of early voting Friday. Janetta Watson is the supervisor of elections in Bibb County. She says even though hundreds of people have been casting ballots every day, trying to pin down what the final turnout will be could be tricky.
This is only the second time we've had a runoff from a general election in over 30 years. So I don't know what to expect or what to anticipate, but it's been steady, so I'm assuming that it will be steady at the poll as well.
In the race for Secretary of State, Democrat John Barrow faces Republican Brad Raffensperger. In the Public Service Commission race, Republican incumbent Chuck Eaton faces Democrat Lindy Miller. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Atlanta City Council has unanimously approved new parking rules for the booting industry, as GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The push to reform Atlanta's booting practices was kickstarted last month when a driver was shot in the leg by a booting company employee after an argument. The new ordinance would require booting companies to perform stricter background checks on their employees. In an effort to prevent predatory booting, the ordinance would also require employees to wear company shirts or uniforms, and they must have their license on display. Some signs will also be redesigned to further clarify parking situations around the city. The ordinance now goes to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' desk for final approval. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org.